Coming up, residents of Louisville, Kentucky remember a civil rights struggle from 60 years ago.
But first, key meetings today over the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. President Obama has convened his cabinet for a review of federal programs that provide military-style equipment to local police. The president's also meeting with young civil rights leaders. Meanwhile, the Ferguson Commission is holding its first public meeting today. The 16-member panel was appointed by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon to study the cause of the unrest and come up with recommendations. The commission is co-chaired by Reverend Starsky Wilson and retired businessman Rich McClure. I spoke with them before today's meeting and started by asking McClure how he thought the commission could help the community heal.
Well, at its core, our commission is charged with engaging in the discussion and in actions and implementation plans that will make St. Louis a stronger, fairer place. And that's obviously broad and general, but it will lead to some very specific discussions about economic opportunity, about community police relations, about educational inequality, about our municipal court system, and about racial reconciliation and healing and dealing with the challenges of racial and ethnic disparities.
But how do you do that and get past the fact that, and I was just in Ferguson, if you ask somebody who's African-American about how they feel about it, you've got one view. And if you ask a white person, you have another. Now, not saying that all whites and blacks feel the same about this, but there is a big disparity when it comes to how people view each detail of this case and what it means.
Yeah. I think one of the things that's careful to note is that, quite frankly, the commission's work is not to re-legislate the case itself. I think there is more agreement in our community that there is more division than need be, that there are institutional manifestations of such that we can address with policy, and that there are spaces whereby we can come on the same page and connect with one another to make our community a better place.
Rich McClure, what do you think about that? Do you think that the challenge of trying to bridge these two sides is going to be a very steep challenge, especially because people have such different views on this, on these issues?
First of all, I think it is important to note that there is very clear and strong agreement that we need positive change, that action is needed. So there is a clear call to action. I think secondly, there is, as Starsky suggested, far more agreement than you would expect on core issues regarding education and economic opportunity and the need for better relationships between the community and our law enforcement. And it is that agreement that we will seek to work to find common ground so that we can move forward.
As you know, Officer Darren Wilson, who shot Michael Brown, resigned from the department on Saturday, and he was not given a severance. Let me ask you both what your reaction is to that.
I don't have a lot of reaction to it. You know, you've had city officials to begin to respond to that, and that's probably more in their purview than in ours.
You don't have reaction to that? Is that because you really don't have a reaction to it, or you just have to be careful with your words because you're on the commission?
No, I think I've been relatively free with my words before before being on the commission and in service to the commission as well. I don't know anyone who didn't think who thought there was a circumstance whereby Darren Wilson would continue a career on this particular police force. So that's why I say I don't know if it's necessarily a news event for comment.
Well, what about you, Rich McClure? Did you have a reaction to that?
Well, I think the community needs to move forward, and this is an action that will help us move forward. The commission will focus on the big policy issues and the big issues regarding racial disparities and racial reconciliation that need to be discussed in a very serious and thoughtful way. And we're going to do that in a way that listens to the community. We'll start this afternoon at the meeting.
Just finally, there has been some concern that perhaps your commission doesn't have enough power, doesn't have the power it needs to really make some changes. Do you both think that you do have enough power and authority?
The power of the commission is to bring focus and to bring attention and to shine a spotlight on these changes and to make recommendations that come from a broadly diverse commission that will involve stakeholders from all sectors. And that those views will call for action. In many cases, that will take action. And so our job will be able to focus that spotlight, to call for the action, and then to design some implementation and accountability measures so that those actions are monitored going forward.
I just add to that, I believe that a significant amount of the authority for the commission comes from the moral crisis of the moment. But I also think we gain authority from the mobilization of communities here in our region, but also nationwide. And I think those are the things that will continue to drive change as we are appropriate in our community engagement in the work of the commission.
That's Reverend Starsky Wilson. We've also been speaking with Rich McClure, co-chairs of the 16-member Ferguson Commission, which was appointed by Governor Jay Nixon of Missouri to study some of the problems in the St. Louis area following Ferguson and come up with specific recommendations. Thanks to both of you for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy. Great to be with you.